This is always a dicey proposition when we call Ed Carter's sports hotline. It's based out of East Texas. He still does this. It's a very antiquated way to get your sports news, but he still does this. He updates it daily. He's always got hot political opinions, so we're a little afraid to call this morning with the election less than 2 weeks away, but let's give it a whirl, Jer. Dial Ed Carter's sports hotline.
With your sports break for Wednesday, October 26th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. I'm Ed Carter. Well, it is time to unveil my surprise endorsement for this year's presidential election.
Wow, no sports.
Ladies and gentlemen of the greatest nation on earth that is in horrible shape and needs to be great again, I am proudly voting against Hillary Clinton and voting for Donald J. Trump.
Wow.
Because he's one candidate who will tell it like it is. I like old Trump because he accepts that America is both currently great and needs to be great again. I like that he supports good American values, like grabbing things by the pee.
Wow. Jeez.
When it needs to be grabbed.
God, man.
He's one of us, people. He's not one of these Northeast elites who's been through multiple marriages because he lacks good Christian values or some corrupt Wall Street one percenter who's a situational liar who'll say contradictory things just to placate the ever-changing emotions of the electorate like Hitlery. He's just a good middle-class Christian married to his college sweetheart from a southern state.
I think you got a lot of that wrong.
You gotta fact check that.
Let's talk about so-called Hillary or Hitlery.
Okay.
She's a corrupt liar who lies and is corrupt.
Man, that's redundant.
Sounds like a Trump
and
explanation.
The worst part of it is that the liberal lamestream media is rigging this election for her. They won't ever say anything bad about her. They've never reported on email servers or FBI testimony.
Yeah.
All they do is bash on Trump, making up these groping allegations that he talked about. If you're smart, you realize that all this negative about Trump is made up to swing the election for Hillary, and everything negative about Hillary is the truth that the media was forced to report on. Let us be honest with one another right now.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Hillary's a dried-up postmenopausal dirtbag who wants to imprison her white children and make them into her little Obama drones so she can force communism down our throats at Christmas time. Did you know that in the 8 years Bill Clinton was in office, you never heard one negative thing about Clinton or his administration in the media? There was no Lewinsky or Whitewater or Ken Starr or Paula Jones or Jennifer Flowers or Hillary Kerr or Vince Foster or Webster Hubble back then. We had to find that stuff out from Rush on the Drudge Report when Trump announced.
Boy, he's confused. Good Lord.
That's why I'm voting for truth, Donald J. Trump, not only for his beliefs, but because, let's be honest, we're going to have the best piece of ass as a first lady since Jackie O.
God, man, don't talk like that.
Got to stop calling.
That's your sports break.
Sports.
Ed Carter.
Nothing in there. I thought maybe a Cowboys 5-1 start would get him going, but no.
Boy, we timed it perfectly to get his endorsement this morning.
Perfect.